I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. For this week's snapshot, it's back to Lake Wylie, where the Southern living is fine. Former Washington Post reporter Patrice Gaines moved to the small South Carolina town to get away from the urban rat race. Patrice says the change was mostly a good idea, but she has acquired a uniquely rural phobia.
I fear that I am becoming country, and my sister Carol isn't far behind me. When we lived in Washington, D.C., we paid more attention to fashion. I was always on the lookout for creative ways to wear my then locked hair. My sister Carol paid even more attention to style than I did. Maybe it's because she's 8 years younger. Maybe it's because she never had to pay college tuition for her daughter. But none of that matters now. We have moved to Lake Wylie, South Carolina, a long ways from Milan or Paris or Harlem or any of the other international fashion centers. I can measure the distance with a glance in my mirror. I dash to the grocery store in clothes I wouldn't have worn in my backyard when I lived in Washington. My sister and I looked at each other one day as we sat in the car about to go into the liquor store. I had on a pair of too short old black pants. They were the type of above-the-ankle slacks that usually make me want to say to the wearer, "Honey, it's supposed to be fire next time, not a flood." I had on white socks with my black thonged sandals, a lightweight green jacket, and a lavender shirt. Yes, if I had had on one more color, I probably could have been arrested for a moving violation. Perhaps too many colors while driving. My sister had on a worn plaid shirt that should have been retired to the dust furniture pile. Her khaki pants were wrinkled, and her hair, which, yes, unfortunately, was falling out from too many chemicals, should have been hidden under a fashionable cap instead of being left to go its own wild way. "Look at us," Carol said. I did. We laughed. We have pondered why this new unconcern about clothing, hair, or makeup has overtaken us. We have noticed that our friend Jeanette, who moved from Washington via Greenville, South Carolina, is succumbing to the same hick chick malaise. Let me apologize to all of those who live in rural areas. I am not suggesting that high fashion belongs solely to people in the city. It's just that away from the bright lights, a casualness creeps into your closet and your attitude. Part of the deconstruction of my wardrobe and style is surely related to the fact that I no longer work in an office with other people. I work at home. I wake up, put on my bathrobe, and pad down the hallway to my office. Then there is the lake factor. You see, living in a lakeside community, you spend a lot of time with the water, on it, staring at it, or walking near it, all of which don't require high heels, swing jackets, or silky dresses. And there's the white people factor. I have noticed that most of the people in my community, most of whom are white, are less likely to attempt to replicate an outfit from the pages of Vogue than my black neighbors back in my old community. Sure, I still like to dress to the nines, but I don't do it as often as I used to. My daughter has threatened to turn me into one of those reality shows that perform magical redos on your loved ones. The last time I picked her up from the airport, she swore that she remembered the pants I was wearing from her days as a 15-year-old. "That would make these pants 24 years old," I said, laughing. I knew that was impossible. But please don't tell her. When I got home, I did the math. I bought those pants in Berkeley, California in 1978. My pants are almost 30. On that same airport trip, my daughter, sighing heavily, offered this advice. "Mama, even if you work at home, please put on some clothes that you don't mind going out in." I just looked at her. Didn't she know? That's exactly what I've been doing.
That was journalist and writing coach Patrice Gaines with this week's snapshot. She told her story from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina.